As we begin our Lord's novena, the gospel passage that we have just heard may be brief in its length, but its message provides a much-needed foundation to guide us in these days of prayer together. In our Lord's response to the simple faith of an unknown woman, obviously moved to the very depth of her heart by the teachings and witness of Jesus, our Lord is quick to turn the attention from himself, to make everyone of goodwill a sharer in these words of praise. Jesus makes the point that the spiritual relationship is above the physical, and at least implicitly that Mary is to be appreciated more for observing the word of God than for being chosen to be the mother of our Lord. Without a doubt, Mary is blessed for having born in her womb the Son of God, for having nursed him and brought him into manhood. But Mary's much more blessed for having fulfilled the word of God to perfection. Because of her humility, Mary took no offense at her son's words, as she had not earlier. Recall the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee, Jesus' response to her observation that there wasn't any more wine with those words, "Woman, what concern is that of mine?" does on first hearing seem disrespectful. But Mary doesn't see it as that, nor the words that we just heard today. For Mary is a model of humility, and humility is founded on the awareness of our position in the eyes of God, and the wise moderation of excess desire for glory and honor. Now, humility should not be confused with timidity or mediocrity. St. Francis de Sales said the virtues of humility and charity are the mother virtues. For both we turn our eyes to Mary. No one ever surrendered herself to the plans of God more lovingly or humbly than our Blessed Mother, the handmaid of the Lord. Early on, we know as Catholic Christians, we have been taught that one very important way to grow closer to Jesus is through Mary, his mother. And when a pilgrim visits Lourdes in the southwest corner of France, near the Pyrenees Mountains, as one goes to the grotto, you can't help but being struck by the number of people who pray the rosary quietly in front of that grotto, much like the one we have here in the sanctuary, or people who quietly pray the rosary as they wait to enter the baths, or in line to go to confession. Or maybe very powerfully at night in the procession, a candle in one hand and a rosary in the other. The faith-filled Catholic never tires of repeating the same words over and over, because the fire of love, the struggles and intentions, and even pleas we have for her intercession makes our prayer anew each time. It's not so much a matter of repeating words, but rather of speaking as living persons with a living person. The rosary, when we think about, is really a friendly conversation with our Blessed Mother, a way of speaking to her with confidence. And I'm sure here in this evening, in the Mother Church of the Catholic Community of Eastern Washington, as in Lourdes in France, when we pray the rosary, we do so entrusting to our Blessed Mother our sorrows, our hopes, and that which burdens our hearts of those we love. I've mentioned often how blessed I feel to have been first invited to go to Lourdes almost 13 years ago by a friend, Mrs. Charlotte Kiesel. She and her husband, George, brought their daughter, Katie, in the early 90s to Lourdes praying for a miracle. As a young girl, Katie had been diagnosed with cancer, and with all medical paths exhausted, George and Charlotte turned to our Blessed Mother. Katie was physically cured, a rarity, and told, however, when she grew up, she would never be able to have children. Many years later, she is a wife and a mother, but what is perhaps even more significant is the mission of the Kiesels to encourage others to go to Lourdes, as a way to grow ever closer to Mary's Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For them, and I suppose most of us, Lourdes is something we know we have. It's another one of our places of pilgrimage, that we as Catholics have a tangible expression of lived faith. And when I was blessed and fortunate to visit Lourdes, we know just how special a place it is. Maybe you've heard of Lourdes. Maybe you've been blessed to know someone who's gone there, or you've gone there yourself. But Lourdes is not just meant to be our secret. As the Kiesel said, they wanted to share this blessing with as many people as others. And Lourdes doesn't belong to the French. Even it doesn't belong necessarily to us as Catholics. And in fact, a few years ago, PBS aired a 5-part series on holy pilgrimage shrines of all faiths around the world. It's entitled Sacred Journeys with Bruce Feiler. The first in the series was devoted to our own Lourdes, and I say our own not because we are the only diocese and cathedral with Our Lady of Lourdes as our patroness in all of North America, but ours as Catholics, because we are so blessed to have this gift to share, and a gift that brings us ever closer to Jesus Christ. In this episode, the first, the emphasis is on a small segment of the nearly 5 million pilgrims who go to Lourdes each year, the severely wounded warriors from Iraq and Afghanistan. These are the soldiers with missing limbs who return back to the States, blind or crippled, deformed, some with many demons, whose lives and families, whose future plans and dreams have been upended by the horrors of war. Half the soldiers who make this pilgrimage are Catholics in some degree or another. Others are Christians of different denominations. Still others are skeptics, with many questions as to why so many people are drawn to this small village in the south of France. Ask the average American about Lourdes, and outside of Catholics, you might find some bicycle enthusiasts who follow the Tour de France who know that Lourdes sometimes is one of those towns that they race through in the journey through the pyramids on their way back to Paris. But interesting enough, when these vets are asked why they come to Lourdes, they all would like to be cured. But they say they don't expect it. Yet they all want to be healed. Notice the difference. Curing refers to the body, healing refers to the soul. Now, these soldiers featured in this special series, they would like to be cured, but more than that, again, they want to be healed. They want their inner pain to go away. They want those memories of friends dying right in front of them, or their despair or depression, their thoughts of suicide, that feeling of being less than a human, with parts of their body now prosthetic. They want all of that to disappear. In this first episode, it follows a few of the wounded warrior pilgrims who've gone to Lourdes. A 20-year-old named Zach, who shot in the face while serving his country in the mountains of Afghanistan. In high school, he'd already been seen as a ladies' man. But now, with most of his lower jaw gone and without many of his teeth, he feels so uncomfortable going out, knowing that people are staring at his deformed face. And it pains him when he has to chew or to talk. Then there's Jim. He was seriously injured in a suicide bombing. Or Juan, with a traumatic brain injury and without his legs at mid-thigh. Others who make this pilgrimage are paralyzed, pushed around in wheelchairs through the small streets of Lourdes or in the grotto by friends or wives or girlfriends. They travel to Lourdes for free. Expenses are covered by anonymous donations from around the world as part of the Lourdes annual international military pilgrimage. Our own Father David Cruz has himself participated in this warrior pilgrim trip to Lourdes. The series captures the care and concern, the love and compassion shared by ordinary people who volunteer their time to assist in any number of ways. Many of these volunteers are former pilgrims themselves and have come back to express their gratitude to Mary. I return to Lourdes each summer in gratitude to our Blessed Mother and her Son for the many graces that I have received both as a priest and as a bishop. When I volunteer, it's not with wounded warriors, but pilgrims from around the world. It's the summertime. And I often see the same volunteers, Italian, French, Spanish. They know me as the American priest, now a bishop. And instead of a mitre or a crozier, my uniform is a simple white T-shirt that says Lord's Pilgrimage and a pair of khaki shorts. Again, I feel very blessed to be in this diocese under Mary's patronage, and it is a small way for me to thank her and to bring the many intentions that people ask me to pray and to offer to our Blessed Mother. Now, for the soldiers, when they're there in Lourdes, they take part also in the rosary procession, whether they're Catholic or not, or they attend the blessing of the sick in the afternoon when most of the healing takes place, when the Eucharist is processed around the lower basilica and the sick are blessed. But they also had the opportunity to enter the baths. If you've been to Lourdes, you know that if you're able to, you go to the first step. And this is where I often volunteer. And in the language of the pilgrim, you're asked to offer special intention to our Blessed Mother. If you can, you walk down and then are safely lowered into the very cold water and then raise up again for another prayer and to turn around and to leave the baths. But oftentimes, I have been in the section where people come in on stretchers. And there they're lowered into the water, all of us working together, and raised up again in prayer. In the series, there were soldiers who needed to be brought in stretchers. And it is this moment when they speak about what happened, that there's a healing. Again, they feel different. There's a sense of peace, of being loved, that God is there for them. Notice that they're not cured necessarily, but they're healed. This particular episode includes a scene of the warrior pilgrims later on in the evening at one of the many restaurants and bars where, with beers in hand and singing, they laugh and joke. But what unites them is a common bond of their brokenness, and for some, the first time that they're able to stand up and speak about their struggles and feelings and being moved by the kindness and compassion they felt by those who've cared for them during their visit. Some comment on the fact that some of their demons have subsided, that they no longer feel worthless or wish they were dead, or that the horrific things they have seen or thought were forever etched in their minds would have the last say. This series concludes this episode with the warrior pilgrims leaving Lourdes, uncured but not unhealed, deeply touched by the love, compassion, and devotion of the volunteers. They are all blessed. And so we begin these 9 days of prayer in this Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes, asking for our Blessed Mother's intercession, bringing, I'm sure, the needs of our own lives and those we love. No doubt there are some who may be asking for a cure here today, but Mary shows us that her Son offers us something more, his love, his compassion, and his mercy. I conclude then with a prayer that I offer each day, and a prayer that I hope will remind us that we are blessed and that our Lord walks with us each day as we seek to follow him ever more closely. Most pure and holy Mary, you carry the jewel of all creation inside your womb for 9 miraculous months. Because of your humility and unquestioning faith, you were chosen to participate in the holiest of births, the moment in which our story of redemption comes to be in the one we call Messiah. Healing Mother, renew my hardened heart with your transforming water so that I may again thirst for what is true and good. Touch my imperfections with your saving power so that by your maternal love I shall find new life in your Son and my Lord, Jesus the Christ. Amen.